nightlight glows in the nursery tonight. Not a tantrum to be seen. My living room's a pigsty, and it looks like I need to clean. My kid was howling like a crazy beast outside. Couldn't quiet him, now I'm freaking fried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Take a moment to yourself and pee. Just rush, don't flush, or else they'll know. Never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes them seem so cute. And the kids that drove me crazy don't bother me at all. It's time to see what I can do when my hands are covered in your poo. Talk on the phone, a hot meal, just mommy. Let it go, let it go. Put on some yoga pants. Let it go, let it go. No one's giving you a second glance. Here I stand, sagging boobs and all. Let the tension rage on.
Mr. Lewis, thank you for coming in with your associates. I know this is hard to hear, but we need to make some serious decisions about your mother's health. Let's be honest, she is getting on in years.
Oh, snap. Okay, I see how it is. I see how it is. Well, your mama, so old, her last name is Osiris.
No, Mr. Lewis, it wasn't an insult. I was just saying that your mother's condition is deteriorating because she's getting older.
Oh, see, that's cold, though. That's a cold one. Okay, I see how it is. Hey, yo mama, so old, in her history class, they just wrote down what they was doing.
Mr. Lewis, this isn't an insult contest. Not only is your mother elderly, but also her ability to walk is currently being affected by her weight.
Oh, see, okay, it just got real.
No, I'm not insulting her. I'm trying to tell you...
Your mama is so fat, when she go to the movie theater, bitch sit next to everyone.
Listen to me, okay? Your mother needs to manage her weight or there can be some real problems.
Okay, Your mama is so fat, she need a latitude and longitude number to find her old ass.
Oh! Look at his face! Look at his face! Look at his face!
Coordinates, son. Coordinates.
Now who's the doctor?
I am the doctor. Mr. Lewis, I am. And it is my job to make sure that your mother is getting the care that she needs. We are talking about the woman who took care of you your whole life. The least you can do is take care of her in her old age and take this seriously.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that I lost my temper.
No, really, doctor. I guess I was just joking around because I know her condition is really serious. And I don't know. I guess humor is the only way I can really deal with it. I just know that she said so many times she doesn't want anything invasive done.
Really? I was not aware of that. That's interesting because she did not mention that to me in our previous conversation. Of course, it was difficult to hear her with my dick in her mouth. Snap, Mr. Lewis. Oh, snap. Now, let's talk about the procedure.
Hello?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Terrible, Mama. Terrible.
What is it, sweetheart? Tell Mama.
Oh, Mama. Mama. We're snowed in here. The car wouldn't start this morning. I think both kids have the measles. The doctor can't come until 5 o'clock. I'm coming down with a cold. The freezer is broken and all the food is spoiled. And the house is a mess. And on top of that, Mama, 20 ladies from my Hadassah chapter are coming for lunch at 1 o'clock. Mama, what am I gonna do?
Don't worry, sweetheart. Mother is here. First of all, I'll go to the supermarket and I'll pick up to eat. Then I'll take the subway to the Long Island Railroad and I'll take the train.
Oh, Mama, I don't
please,
want
darling,
you.
It's only an hour and a half to the bus. And then I'll take the bus, and from where the bus stopped, I'll walk the 14 blocks to your house. And for you, darling, I'll put the children to bed, and for you, I'll change the sheets and I'll give them an aspirin so they shouldn't yell, and I'll clean up the house, and I'll cook something nice for the 20 ladies. They'll love it. Just don't worry, darling. Everything will be okay. Isn't that what a mother is for?
Oh, Mama, thank you. I feel so much better.
By the way, sweetheart, if it's snowing and the car wouldn't start this morning, how did Sam get to work?
Sam? What's Sam?
Sam, your husband!
My husband's name is Paul. Is this Tremont 71166?
No, this is Tremont 71177.
Does that mean you're not coming?
The sun shines best. The sun shines west, but I've just learned where the sunshine's best memory. My heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm a coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late.
Think that my mother's the most wonderful person on the face of this earth, and I keep telling my children, that's not the same woman I grew up with. You are looking at an old person who's trying to get into heaven now. Yes, my mother hated my room. My mother would walk into my room, and that was it. All she had to do was see a shoe upside down. And to her, that was the filthiest room she'd ever seen. My mother was an authority on pigsties. This is the worst-looking pigsty I have ever seen in my life. And I want it cleaned up. Never in my life did I ever say to my mother, Mother, I'm going up to my filthy room and sit in it in the name of God. Yet my mother would come up to my room and say, how in the name of God can you sit in this filthy room? I love it when mothers give you another think coming. If you think that I was put on this earth to be your slave, you've got another thing coming. Think I'm going to pick up your nasty underwear, you just put it any way you see fit. And mothers are always more interested in the condition of your underwear than your body if you're ever in an accident. And they tell you that. I hope for my sake, if you're ever in an accident, you have on clean underwear. Well, I thought that's what an accident was. I mean, look, you're driving the car. Here comes a truck going to hit you. Now, whether you hit the truck or not, you're going to have soiled underwear. Because first you say it, then you do it. Now, here comes your mother to the hospital. Did he have unclean underwear? Yes, we found it in the glove compartment. And that's another thing. They ask you a question, you try and answer, they tell you to shut up. Day and night, night and day, work my fingers to the bone for what?
I don't know.
Shut up! Now, when I ask you a question, you keep your trap shut. Think I'm talking to hear myself talk? Answer me! You make me sick. My mother was sick 800 times a day. I'm sick of this and I'm sick of you. So sick I don't know what to do with myself. Now I am just sick and tired. And tired always followed sick. Worst beating I ever got in my life. My mother said, I am just sick. I said, and tired. I don't remember anything that happened that day.
Your mom is so fat, when she goes in a restaurant, she looks at the menu and says, okay.
Your mom is so fat, she has to pull down her pants to get in her pocket.
Your mom is so fat, you have to take a train and two buses just to get on her good side.
Your mom is so fat, she has to wake up in sections.
Your mom is so fat, she sat on a quarter and a booger popped out of George Washington's nose.
Your mom is so fat, she put on some BVDs, and by the time she got them on, they spelled Boulevard.
Your mom is so fat, the National Weather Service gives a name to each one of her farts.
Your mama was so ugly, she went to the beauty shop and it took 3 hours for an estimate.
One time that happened. Your mama's so ugly, when she goes to the beach, cats try to put sand on her.
Your mama's so old, when she was in school, they didn't have history.
Your mama's so old, when I told her to act her own age, she died.
There lives a little boy in the house next door to me. And as usual, his mommy was gone. So he came over this morning and sat down next to me and asked, "Why does mommy leave me alone?" But he'll find out someday why his mommy stays away and why a woman needs arms to hold her tight, and that she would stay at home and not leave him all alone if his daddy didn't stay away at night. He said, "I wish I had a mommy like you, just like you, to hold me in her the way you do. When I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, and I ask for a mommy like you." Though a tear fell from his eyes, he was trying not to cry. I said, "Don't worry, everything will be alright. So just you wait and see." And I held him close to me, just like I held his daddy last night. He said, "I wish I had a mommy like you, just like you, to hold me in her arms the way you do.
In the starts to pain. Mama cried, there was morning in the evening, and Mama cried, 'cause her little girl was gone.
Carmen's mom is? His mom is so poor the ducks throw bread at her. Ha ha ha. Yeah, that's super funny, guys. Carmen's mom is so poor that when she goes to KFC, she has to lick other people's fingers. Oh, hell no. My mom is so poor she opened a Gmail account just so she could eat the spam.
Damn it. You guys, this is all Kyle's mom's fault.
Shut up, Cartman.
Kyle's mom is the one that started that damn club, and all because she's a big, fat, stupid bitch.
Don't say it, Cartman.
Wait.
Don't do it, Cartman.
Well,
I'm warning you.
Okay. I'm getting pretty sick of him calling my mom.
Well, Kyle's mom's a bitch. She's a big fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, and there ever was a bitch. She's a bitch to all the boys and girls. Shut your fucking mouth, Carmen.
On Monday she's a bitch, on Tuesday she's a bitch, and Wednesday to Saturday she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king. Come a may a bitch.
Come on, you all know the words.
Have you ever met my friend Kyle's mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch. She's a stupid bitch. Kyle's mom's a bitch, and she's such a dirty bitch.
Talk to kids around the world, it might go a little bit something like this.
Mama, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has human hair. She's a bitch. She's a stupid bitch.
Cartman,
I'm the bitch, and she's such a dirty bitch.
I really mean it, Cartman.
She's a big, fat, sucking bitch. Middle fat, fucking bitch, Cartman.
My mom is so poor, when she heard about the Last Supper, she thought she was running out of food stamps.
Oh.
It's not funny, Mom.
Your mother shops at Saks.
What? Oh my God! You want to talk about mother? It's mother time. Okay, your mother's so dumb.
She went to Dr. Dre for a pap smear.
Something's wrong, Dr. Dre. My coochie's doing a beep pop.
Yeah. Well, your mother is so stupid. She exercises when she could just get like liposuction or something.
Yeah. Your mother's so old that her breast milk is powdered. You breastfeed like this.
Your mother is so, like... Wait, Megan, you go. Your mother is so stupid that she goes to Barney's rooftop deck restaurant for lunch and orders a niçoise salad and calls it a niçoise salad. Niçoise salad, right?
Your mother's ass is so hairy, it looks like Don King's about to pop out and say,
"Only in America!"
You're so fat, they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny, your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly, your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world. We'll be right back.
treat her right. Image was a moan and a miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was alone. Always for the oven with the burning heat, where she stood making sure I had something to eat. Tears for the time that she stayed up at night and took my temperature when I wasn't feeling right. Anxious for the hard-earned money she spent to keep clothes on my back and try to pay the rent. Ease every wrinkle I put on her face and every worry that I caused when I stayed out late. The last letter R is that she taught me respect, and for the room up in heaven that I know she'll get. Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her, my mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
Like my mom, I know I
passionate bygones be bygones. But she's the reason why I am high, what I'm high on. Cause my mom loved Valium and lots of drugs. That's why I am like I am, cause I'm like her. Because my mom loved Valium and lots of drugs. That's why I'm on what I'm on, cause I'm my mom. My mom loved Valium, now all I am is a party animal. I am what I am, but I'm strong to the finish with me Valium spinach. But my bars only last about 2 minutes. But I don't wanna swallow it without chewing it. I can't even write to rhyme without you in it. My Valium, my Valium. Man, I never thought that I could ever be a drug addict. Nah, fuck that, I can't have it happen to me. But that's actually what has ended up happening. A tragedy, the fucking passing it up, catching me. And it's probably where I got acquainted with the taste, ain't it? Pharmaceuticals of the bomb, I'm beautiful. She killed the fucking dog with the medicine she done fed it. Feed it a fucking aspirin and say that it has a headache. Here, want a snack? You hungry, you fucking brat? Look at that, it's a Xanax. Take it and take a nap, eat it, but I don't need it. Why fuck it, then break it out. Take a little piece and beat it before you wake Nathan out. Alright, now you win. I don't feel like arguing. I'll do it, pop it, gobble it, start wobbling. Stumble, hobble, tumble, slip, trip. Then I fall in bed with a bottle of meds and a Heath Ledger bobblehead.
My mom loved Valium and lots of drugs. That's why I am like I am, cause I'm like her. Because my mom loved Valium and lots of drugs. That's why I'm on what I'm on, cause I'm my mom.
My mom, I'm just like her.
My mom, my mom, my mom.
Dr. Dre 2010. Hey, this shit is hella hard, homie. Yo, take us on out of here.
Woo! Yo, mama's so old.
When she listened to Skrillex, she died.
Don't make me count to 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's the parent rap, y'all. We may spend most of our time chasing toddlers down, but we still know how to rock the hizzle.
I don't even know what you just said.
We used to be cool, back in the day, back on the block. Watching PG-13 movies, staying up way after dark. Then we had a couple shorties, and now we're really flossy. Cause now we be rolling with our own little posse in the minivan. Or in our little wagon, let me throw it to moms, cause the little one is sagging.
I used to bling it up, I used to dress real shoe. Now I accessorize the food that's already been chewed. And that's alright, I make this diaper bag look good when I'm walking through the mall trying to wrangle my brood. My PB&Js will set your world on fire. I could make you mac and cheese blindfolded on a wire. I'm wiping the doo-doo, kissing the boobas. Got them eyes in the back of my head, I see all you do. Using your full name so you know I ain't playing. And that's why all my kiddos, they keep saying,
Mom, Mom, she's the bomb. Rocking all night till the break of dawn. Cooking MPs so I'll grow up strong. Got my second seatbelt if we crash head on.
Dad, Dad, he's the man. Working real hard to support the clan. Traded in his Porsche for an old sedan. Raising those brows if we get out of hand.
When it comes to Candyland, I'm a stone cold player. Helping out with the homework, I'm an algebra slayer. Wrestle car seats into place without spilling my mug. If I tuck you in at night, you'll be as snug as a bug. Then I'm off in the morning to make that cheese. You may not know this yet, but it doesn't grow on trees. Now mama, take it please. What?
I'm dropping timeless like the hot potty training on my tots. Washing all the pants and pots, tying little shoes and knots. Giving knowledge to your brain like if your friendship off a train. You don't have to do the same, now get your toys out of the rain. I'm cleaning every spill, cutting coupons like a bill. If you need parental skill, now you know we are for real. You don't think our rhymes are ill, boy? Then you're grounded for a mil.
Mom, Mom, she's legit. Making us chill when we pitch a fit. Telling us to shoot.
share and never to hit. If you can't say something nice, put a sock in it.
Dad, dad, he's the guy. Never gets tired of playing I Spy. With a constant barrage of kids asking why. And he always pretends he needs another tie.
You know money doesn't grow on trees. Why buy the cow if the milk is free? This won't hurt you as much as it hurts me. If you want dessert, eat another veggie. Close that door, you weren't born in a stable. Sit up straight and kiss your Aunt Mabel. Close your mouth when you chew. Get your elbows off the table. Mom and dad of the year, check it, that's the label.
It's the parent rap, y'all.
And it's a parent.
We're great parents. Mom and daddy in the house.
Mom and daddy own the house. Mom and daddy need to clean the house.
Keep your hands to yourself, boy. Don't make me stop this beat. I'll do it. I'll pull this beat right over.
Henry, can I wash your back?
Mother, please. I'm a big boy now.
You really didn't expect me to not include this one, did you? Of course not. I'll be speaking over it all day. And in your dreams, too, perhaps. KBC here with you, celebrating Mother's Day. For the record, Mother's Day has been around for about 100 years. It's kind of stabilized to the second Sunday in May, which make it next Sunday, the 11th. It's a time to honor that gray-haired old lady who gave you your life and taught you pretty much most of what you know, whether you realize it or not. So, in that spirit, we've collected a bunch of strange things for you today. We started with Deva Del Porto, something called Let It Go. There's some videos up there today, not a whole lot, but, you know, some that you might like. After that, Key and Peele, Snap, I guess you could call that. I hope you like your mama jokes, because we're going to have quite a few of them today. You've heard some already, but there's more. We heard from Arlene Galanka and Betty Walker, A Phone Call from Long Island, Everly Brothers, My Mammy, not written by Stephen Foster, I wrote it down, but I don't know what I did with it, somebody else. Bill Cosby talking about mothers in general. Tammy Wynette, one of the saddest, most classic country songs I can think of. I wish I had a mommy like you. Mama Cried was Alison Krauss at Union Station. Kyle's Mom's a Bitch from South Park. Followed by Mr. T, Treat Your Mother Right.
God, Peter the Fool, won't treat his mama right.
Eminem, My Mom. And let's see, I'm trying to read this here. It's a little far away today. I'm getting bad eyesight. Oh, no. The Parent Rap Song, Somebody Anonymous. You'll find a video of it on there. I don't know who they are. People, if you're going to put something on YouTube, would you please identify yourselves? You know, sometimes it might be a good thing. And then we heard the Crew Cuts, Mother Please. I'm a big boy now. That's right. So, okay. So, hope your mom is around, and hope you're planning on spending some time with her. I don't have that option. My mom passed on in 2003. Her birthday is May 8th. This coming Thursday, she would have been 87? Yeah, 87. She would have been 87. But didn't make it. That's the way it goes. So, hope your mom is around. If she is, please say hi for me, and we'll be back with more.
That's it, Mom! I'm moving out!
Me too! Love you, Mom.
The greatest thing ever just happened to me. See? Take that, Mom, you can't tell me how to be. I'm living on my own and I've got no rules. Yeah, I rule my own house and I'll tell you what I'll do. First I'll grab some milk, drink it straight from the jug. Then grab a sandwich, eat it butt naked on the rug. All these whack fruit snacks with only five in the pack.
Only eat one.
That'll snack till I yak. No more parents, no more rules.
Yeah.
So I yell, fuck, cheat, and guard every day.
My parents ain't around to tell me what to do. So I leave the door open while I take a big poo.
My parents ain't around to make me mow the lawn. Instead I watch 30 vids with the volume on.
My parents ain't around to say I can't watch certain flicks. They won't let me watch Bambi. What a bunch of dicks.
No more parents, no more rules.
Yeah.
When it's cold outside,
no one to tell me take my Ixalan when I'm about to die.
No one to do my laundry when it stinks up the house.
No one to cuddle at night when I'm scared of a mouse.
No one to tell me not to take candy from strangers.
No one to tell me not to show my pee-pee to strangers.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, son.
Do you think I can move back in?
No.
Touch the broccoli on your dinner plate. Well, all right, just one bite and you can stay up late. Don't tease the baby, you'll make him cry. Because I'm the mother, that's why. Don't fight, I got eyes in the back of my head. These are things my mother's 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 mother said. I learned the language when I was very young. Lately I've been talking in the mother tongue. Take off those muddy clothes, put the cat down. Here's a tissue, blow your nose, put the cat down. What did you say, where'd you learn that? Come back here when I'm talking, let go of that damn cat. Don't fight, I got eyes in the back of my head. These are things my mother's 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 mother said. I learned the language when I was very young. And lately I've been talking in the mother tongue. Don't fight, I got eyes in the back of my head. That's right, that's what I said. Don't sit down, just make the bed. These are things my mother's 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 mother said. My mother said, your mother said, her mother said, yeah. I learned the language when I was very young. Lately I've been talking in the mother tongue. Get off, I'm on the phone. Mind your manners, tie your shoe, pick your toys up now. Do you think this is a zoo? Don't you give me that expression, 'cause when you look at me that way, sometimes I can barely believe that I'm hearing myself say. Don't fight, I got eyes in the back of my head. All the things my mother's 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 mother said. I learned the language when I was very young. Lately I've been talking in the. Lately I've been talking in the. Lately I've been talking in the mother tongue.
Yo, your mama so thoughtful, she put a note in your lunch.
Your mama is so smart, I bet she got 2 degrees.
Your mama so wholesome, she bakes everything with love.
Your mama smells so nice, when I walk past her, I think I'm passing a bed of flowers.
Your mama so caring, she bought you a Lunchable and made you a sandwich. Oh! Oh! Snap!
Oh! Yeah? Your mama is so youthful looking, I thought she was your sister.
Yo, your mama's so stylish, gay guys ask her for advice.
Your mama is so good looking, when she entered a beauty pageant, she got first place.
He's embarrassing you out here, man.
He's making your mom look good.
Your mama's so pretty, I bet forest animals sing her songs.
He's making you look like a good kid, man.
I got this. Your mom is so amazing, so incredible, so fantastic, I wish she was my mama.
He's killing you out there, kid.
Cut me! Cut me!
I got one.
So we pull up to the hospital. The Marx brothers jump out. Woo! Put my wife in the wheelchair. Run her down to the delivery room. I sign her in. They put the hat on me, the thing on backwards, the booties on the shoes. I run into the delivery room. They got my wife all prepped and her legs way up in the stairs. And the doctor's sitting there like Johnny Bench. Now, the first real pain hit my wife. Woo! Carol Burnett described what labor pains feel like. She said, take your bottom lip and pull it over your head. The second pain hit. Woo! My wife said, "What?" and stood up in the stirrups, grabbed my bottom lip, and said, "I want morphine." I said, but dear, she said, you shut up. You did this to me. And on the next contraction, she told everybody in the delivery room that my parents were never married. And I look in the rearview mirror and I see the head. And Johnny Bench is still sitting there like... So I said, isn't that the head? He said, yeah. I said, well, go get it. He says, it's stuck. I said, well, get the salad spoons, man. So he gets the salad spoons, and the baby comes out. Now, this is the greatest moment in our lives. This is what we asked God for. This is what we wanted to see if we could make. And I looked at it. And they started to clean it off. And it wasn't getting any better. And I went over to my wife and I kissed her ever so gently on the lips. And I said, darling, you just had a lizard. Because the thing changed colors 3 times. And the neck and head wouldn't work. It just kept... And I said to the doctor, can you put this back? Because it isn't done yet. It needs to cook. Another 3 months, maybe.
Give me an M.
So fat, she used to stand out the front eating pizza, chocolate Swiss rolls, vanilla ice cream, peaches, cream, chocolate sauce, cherries, trifle, jelly, and jelly day after day.
just like the inside of any big shop. People were everywhere. Suddenly business was brought to a stop when a terrible yell hit the air.
I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy!
People all gathered to look at the lad, patted him on the head.
Where was your mummy when you saw her last?
Turning to her, the boy said,
I am my mummy! I've lost my mummy!
Down came the manager to fix up the mess, took the small boy aside.
Come on now, lad, let's have your name and address. With a lung full of air, he replied,
I love my mommy!
Well, just then his mother appeared on the spot, gave him a hefty whack.
That ought to teach you to go and get lost.
And the little boy's voice floated back.
I found my mommy!
I found my mommy!
Your mother's so fat that she ate a fruit. Your mother's so fat that she can't even do Tai Chi because she's too slow. Your mother's so fat that she's dumb. Your mother's so fat that when she had sex, that her husband died. And her husband turned to pancake. Your mother's so fat that when it took her 6 million years to take half a step.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's funny because it's not funny.
I saw Mama Twist with Santa Claus. I peeked through the door and there they was, a twisting and a turning as jolly as could be. They was a twisting round the Christmas tree. I saw my mama a twisting with Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. Old Saint Nicholas was a jolly old sight as a twisting to the left and twisting to the right. A twisting and a turning as jolly as can be. They was a twisting round the Christmas tree. I saw my mama a twisting with Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. A jingle belts, a jingle belts, well twisted through the snow. And now Rudolph was singing, said Donner and Blitzen, Santa, it's time to go. But they started twisting by the mistletoe, and Santa kissed her mama, so I closed the door. I twisting and a turning as jolly as could be. They was a twisting round the Christmas tree. I saw my mama a twisting with Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. I say now, jingle bells. blitzing. Santa, it's time to go. But they started twisting by the mistletoe. And Santa kissed the mama, so I closed the door. I twisting and a turning as jolly as can be. They was a twisting around the Christmas tree. I saw my mama a twisting with Santa Claus. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, I say, I saw my mama a twisting with Santa Claus. Oh, 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 oh. Well, now I say, I saw my mama a twisting with Santa Claus. Oh, oh, oh.
This one goes out from the bottom of our hearts to the most important lady in our lives. It's time to pay some respect. I hope you're proud of us, cause we're proud of you.
Mama, you raised me right. Mama, showed me the light. Mama, through pain and strife. Mama, you gave us life.
When I fell down, you were there to pick me up. When I felt bad, you were there to build me up. Gave everything you had in the world to me, and you made me the man I'm supposed to be.
Jane, even though I don't say it often enough, I appreciate everything you did for us.
Never take it for granted, cause it ain't hard to see.
The best parts of you were now a part of me.
Oh, Mama. And when it was cold outside, you kept us warm and held us down.
Mom, get out!
Oh, I'm in the studio!
Just checking on my guy.
You're making a track, you idiot! Just leave!
Go!
You suck, Mom!
You're my one true love, my heart, my mom. Showing respect in the form of this song. So when life gets hard and it makes you cry, I'll always be there to wipe a tear from your eye.
My mom, my number one fan, my best friend. And I'll never disrespect
Mom! I know you said you weren't hungry, but I made ants on a log.
Please, get the please, fuck out!
Go!
So how's your little club going?
Not a club!
It's a rap group!
Here anyway, and eat him if you're
go to hell, Mom!
She's an angel on earth with invisible wings. I put no one above in summer, winter, or spring, or fall.
Have you guys seen the remote?
Oh, leave us alone! Fuck you! Leave us alone!
I hope you fucking die!
Jump in front of a bullet if it can save my mom.
You gotta go with bullet because she will never see home.
Never mind, I found
God, oh my God! God. I pissed off the remote, you asshole!
Everything okay?
Shut the fuck up, Dave!
Hey, be nice to Dave.
Fuck Dave!
I can't believe you have sex with that guy!
This goes out to all the moms. It's time to protect their kids and grow. Love was your golden rule. No matter what they say, you're beautiful. So put your lighters in the sky. Wave them back from side to side. You feel all stand alone. Let our voices guide you home.
Something burning down there.
Get the fuck out now!
Hi everybody, Elmo here. Today we're going to talk about your fat, stupid bitch mom.
Your mama's teeth so yellow, I can't believe it's not butter.
You're a fucking liar!
Your mama's so fat, she's on both sides of the family.
That doesn't mean she's fat, it just means that she's from North Carolina!
Your mama's so fat, she ate internet.
Ha ha ha! You're foreign! How does a dumb mom figure out how to make a baby? I don't know! Ask your fucking mom! Ha ha! That's really depressing.
Your mom's head is so tiny that she uses a tea bag as a pillow.
Oh yeah? Your mama jokes fucking suck! Time to play video games! That's kind of fucked up.
I saw you watching when my mother walked by. I saw you stare at that hair there on her thigh. Guess you think she's the bomb. Ain't trying to hate, tell me straight, are you boning my mom? I think he's boning my mom. Boning my mom. You got a sip for a milk, are you boning my mom? Ain't trying to hate, tell me straight, are you boning my mom?
Hot child, dug your style, we've been dating for a while. Thought I was enough, maybe you wanted older mom. The other night when you thought you were alone, I saw you texting your junk to her phone. Should have known that something was wrong. Scrubbing toilets, wearing her thong thong. Sure, I want you to get along. Seriously, is she sucking your bone?
Come on, just tell me when I'm kissing your tongue. Is that weird taste on your face the taste of mom? Don't stand there looking dumb. Ain't trying to hate, tell me straight, are you boning my mom? He's boning my mom.
Hey, I said, your mama, your mama, your mama, your mama. All right.
That's right. I said, your mama.
Okay, so here's your assignment for this week. Take your mom out someplace nice. If your mom is not around anymore, or if you're separated by many miles, do what you can. That's all I can say. That's your job, all right? You can do that. It's the least you can do. Anyway, where are we? We have been playing mama songs. We started with Smosh. That's some kind of internet sensation. A couple of silly videos. There's a silly video that accompanies this one. It's called Parents Suck. Camille West and Mother Tongue after that. Bill Cosby talking about childbirth. And, of course, we know that if men were giving out childbirth, there would be no human race. At least not until the two-minute warning and in between innings. That's why they call them moms, was peer pressure. Of course, they call them moms because they're the ones that do childbirth. I think that's what came up. Mommy was the Slackers. Mommy Die. I've Lost My Mommy was Rolf Harris. Mark Anthony and the Elves. Mama's Twisting with Santa. And The Lonely Island, a group that features, I believe it's Andy Samberg. And that was Mama. And then Olga Kay. Loaning My Mom. And, yeah, that sounds a little creepy, but at my age, it actually sounds like fun. And, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry, I did not mean it. Forget I said that, okay? All right? Yeah, all right. Anyway, I got another one coming up for you, whether you can stand it or not. We'll see. Like I said, that's your job this week. You take your mom somewhere nice, get her a card, get her some flowers, pay attention to her. That's about all you got to do. You know, she loves to hear from you. I really wish I could call my mom. It doesn't work that way anymore. So, Mom, Cookie, that's what we call her, Cookie. I love you very much still, even after all these years. We miss you like crazy, and I hope you're doing okay up there. I'll be up there eventually. Don't wait up for me. All right? And hope you like the bits left. And, you know, they can listen to that in heaven. The internet goes up to heaven. Be aware of that when you're looking at porn next time, okay? It could affect your chances. Also, my wife's mom, Jean, passed away last September. We miss her, too, and we acknowledge her. And turns out her death was kind of the catalyst that's getting us up to Maine, whenever that happens. So I'll see you next week. Have a good one. Bye, Mom.
...100 Yo Mama jokes in 5 minutes. Yo Mama is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas and it is still printing. Yo Mama is so fat, when she got on the scale, it said, I need your weight, not your phone number. Yo Mama is so fat, when God said, let there be light, she asked Yo Mama to get out of the way. Yo Mama is so ugly, she made One Direction go the other direction. Yo Mama is so fat, when she sat on Walmart, she lowered the prices. Yo Mama is so stupid, she brought a spoon to the Super Bowl. Yo Mama is so ugly, when she took a bath, the water jumped out. Yo Mama is so fat, she needs cheat codes for Wii Fit. Yo Mama is so stupid, she got locked in a grocery store and starved to death. Yo Mama is so stupid, she sat on the TV and watched the couch. Yo Mama is so fat, she sat on the iPod and made the iPad. Yo Mama is so stupid, she sat on... She put a paper... She put paper on TV and they called it pay-per-view. Yo Mama is so ugly, Hello Kitty said goodbye. Yo Mama is so fat, when she sat on Rainbow, Skittles came out. Yo Mama is so stupid, when her husband said it was chilly outside, she ran to the door with a spoon. Yo Mama is so fat, when she stepped on the scale, it said to be continued. Your Mama doesn't need internet because she's worldwide. Your Mama's so fat, when she steps out in a yellow raincoat, people yell out taxi. Your Mama is so fat, she got baptized at SeaWorld. Your Mama's so stupid, she took a ruler to bed to see how long she slept. Your Mama's so ugly, even blind people don't want to look at her. Your Mama is so ugly, she turned Medusa into stone. Your Mama's so ugly, even Fix It Felix can't fix it. Your Mama's so fat, the last time she saw 90210 was on the scale. Your Mama's so fat, when she goes to the zoo, the hippos get jealous. Yo Mama's so fat, when she went to the beach, the whale sang We Are Family. Yo Mama's so fat, the brand of her jeans is Wide Load. Yo Mama's so fat, people jog around her for exercise. Yo Mama's so fat, when she jumps in the air, she gets stuck. Yo Mama's so stupid, she tries to put M&Ms in alphabetical order. Yo Mama's so stupid, she tries to read an audiobook. Yo Mama's so ugly, they changed Halloween to her birthday. Yo Mama's so old, I told her to act her age, and she died. Yo Mama's so old that when she was in school, there was no history class. Yo Mama's so old, her birth certificate has expired. Yo Mama's so poor, she can't afford to pay attention. Yo Mama's so poor, burglars break into her house and leave money. Yo mama's so black, when she went to night school, she was marked absent. Yo mama's so short, you could see her feet on her driver's license. Yo mama is so hairy, she looks like a chia pet. Yo mama is so fat, she sweats Crisco. Yo mama is so bald, you could see what's on her mind. Yo mama's so fat, she has a glass eye with a fish in it. Yo mama's so filthy, she has to wipe her feet before she goes outside. Yo mama's so fat that her stomach gets home 15 minutes before she does. Yo mama is so fat that when she was diagnosed with a flesh eating disease, the doctor gave her 10 years to live. Yo mama is so fat when the National Weather Service each names each one of her farts. Yo mama is so fat she can only get in an elevator if it's going down. Yo mama is so fat she has to iron her pants on the driveway. Yo mama is so fat when she walked in front of the TV, I missed the first three seasons of Lost. Yo mama is so fat that she comes at you from all directions. Yo mama is so fat, her cereal bowl came with a lifeguard. Yo mama is so fat, when she ran away, they had to use all four sides of the milk carton to display her picture. Yo mama is so fat that when she was growing up, she didn't play with dolls, she plays with midgets. Yo mama is so fat that she has to put her belt on with a boomerang. Yo mama is so fat she doesn't eat with a fork, she eats with a forklift. Yo mama is so fat that Weight Watchers won't watch her. Yo mama is so fat that when she sits around the house, she sits around the house. Yo mama is so fat that when she steps on a scale, it says one at a time, please. Yo mama is so fat that she fell in love and broke it. Yo mama is so fat when she tripped on 4th Avenue, she landed on 12th Avenue. Yo mama is so fat, she was born on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of July. Yo mama is so fat, she put mayonnaise on aspirin. Yo mama is so fat, her belly button has an echo. Yo mama is so fat, you can make a sweater out of her belly button lint. Yo mama is so fat that a picture of her would fall off the wall. Yo mama is so fat that she takes a shower, her feet don't get wet. Yo mama is so fat that she puts on her lipstick with a paint roller. Yo mama is so fat, her shadow weighs 100 pounds. Yo mama is so fat, her blood type is Ragu. Yo mama's so fat, she doesn't have a tailor, she has a contractor. Yo mama is so fat, when she goes to an amusement park, people want to ride her. Yo mama is so fat, she has more chins than a Chinese phone book. Yo mama is so fat that she uses a racetrack as a bed. Yo mama is so fat, she's on both sides of the family. Yo mama is so fat that at the zoo, elephants throw peanuts at her. Yo mama is so fat that she has her own gravity field. Yo mama is so fat that she can't tie her own shoes. Yo mama is so fat, she's half Cherokee, half Irish, and half American. Yo mama is so fat, her waist size is the equator. Yo mama is so fat, Dora can't explore her. Yo mama is so fat, yo mama's so ugly, she looked out the window and got arrested for mooning. Yo mama is so ugly, people go as her for Halloween. Yo mama's so ugly, she makes blind kids cry. Yo mama is so ugly that her shadow ran away from her. Yo mama is so ugly, she made an onion cry. Yo mama is so ugly, Halloween is all year round for her. Yo mama is so ugly, she threw a boomerang and wouldn't come back. Yo mama's so ugly, Santa pays enough to drop her gifts off at Christmas. Yo mama is so ugly, she puts the boogeyman out of business. Yo mama is so stupid that it took her 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes. Yo mama is so stupid, she tripped over a cordless phone. Yo mama is so stupid, she sold her car for gas money. Yo mama's so stupid that she failed a survey. Yo mama's so stupid that she went to an aquarium to buy a Blu-ray. Yo mama's so stupid that she thinks a fruit punch is a gay boxer. Yo mama's so stupid, she put lipstick on her head to make up her mind. Yo mama's so stupid, she got stabbed in a shootout. Yo mama's so stupid, she takes Taco Bell's a Mexican faux pony. Yo mama's so fat, Christopher Columbus claimed her as a new world. Crap! Cry! No! No!